Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un met today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They held a summit in the Russian port city of Vladivostok, where Kim has received a warm welcome. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports, this meeting is intended to send a signal to a third country, the United States.
An armored train carrying Kim Jong-un pulled into Vladivostok station on Wednesday. A military band played the North Korean national anthem. For Kim, the trip is a way to show he has a powerful friend besides China. For Russia's President Vladimir Putin, the visit is a reminder to Washington of Moscow's diplomatic levers. At the start of today's summit, Putin welcomed Kim, saying Russia supports an easing of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders spent 2 hours, twice the allotted time, in face-to-face talks, which were followed by a gala reception. Kim raised a toast and wished his host good health. After escorting Kim back to his limousine, Putin spoke to reporters. Putin said lowering the nuclear threat is a common priority for both Russia and the U.S., and added that Kim supports that view, as long as his security is guaranteed. He said he has no secrets or conspiracies with Kim Jong-un, and that he'd report back to the U.S. and China about his talks. Putin will get a chance to do that soon enough, as he has flown on to Beijing for an international gathering. Kim will stay in Vladivostok, where he's expected to do some sightseeing before returning to Pyongyang. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.